So the other thing I would say is that in the text, Reuben has a positive and a negative. They all do, you know, all the sons do.
But we have to avoid thinking of the two states as something belonging to a single person. The representation is tied to the negative or positive quality that the name Reuben embodies apart from person. So we have one name representing two different states.
You're talking about two completely different states represented through a quality of a name. You have to remove person. Otherwise, you know, you get stuck into this idea that Reuben can somehow be transformed from, you know, a profane faith alone representation into, you know, faith from charity kind of representation. Well, no, that doesn't happen. They're two totally separate things, and never the twain shall meet. At the level of the letter, we so easily get caught in making it be the same thing because it seems to be the same person. So this is why it's really important to be able to remove the things of, you know, person, place, time, and space, because then we can see more clearly what state we're talking about, given the context of the actual text. Because these names don't enter into heaven anyway. There's no concept of Reuben in the heavens or anything like that, right? So, yeah, so we're encouraged to try and do that as much as we can in our sort of limited natural capacities to do the same thing. But we can see how then the text can really come alive for people and for us, you know, because once you start to see your own states unfolding there, it becomes, you know, that's an amazing, you know, well, I think it's just an amazing thing that begins to happen, and the word just comes alive. And not only does it come alive, it becomes our very life. In a very real way.